to this week's installment of the Life Free Zone. It's September the 1st. We've got a brand spanking new Unsullied month. Let's see what we can make of it. A lot can happen in the next 30 days. And I know that we can make a lot of things happen. And a lot's been happening in the last 30 days that I want to talk about today on here on the Life Free Zone. We're going to be taking your calls here in just a few minutes and see what you have that you've got on your mind, what you're thinking about, what you'd like to know about, what you'd like to find out that I don't know about. We can discover and explore some of that area as well. If you want to be on the program, you can call in at 1-800-313-9443. We don't have many guests on this program, and the main reason for that is that you guys, you ladies, are my favorite guests. I enjoy talking to people who want to know more, people who know something that the rest of us don't know, and people who are coming up with ideas that we could make work if we just didn't know it wouldn't work in the first place. It's amazing at what you can get done. But if you ask folks who are have mindsets already, you're going to find out a lot of things are impossible. Then they just don't get attempted. And, of course, as long as we don't attempt things, we are not going to be able to accomplish them. That's a guaranteed figure. So if you want to climb on here and wade into this discussion of the truth and taxes over the next 2 hours, give us a call, 1-800-313-9443. And today, we're going to talk about, to start with, some recent developments in the tax honesty movement that really caused me a great deal of concern. I don't know how many of you folks were listening in this morning to the Larry Becraft program that goes between 9 and 10 a.m. on Saturday mornings. That's Central Time. If you weren't tuned in, then you certainly should be tuned in next week whenever he has his program during that same slot. But he had a couple of very interesting guests on his program today, one of which was John Kottmeyer with Save a Patriot Fellowship. The other was Bob Schultz with We the People Foundation. And both of these organizations have been under an assault by the federal government, they are in the process of literally gagging them, not because of anything that they have done, but rather because of what they have said. And you heard me talk about the truth attack many, many times on this program, and our campaign, which is based on working against the beast from behind the protection of our First Amendment rights. Well, if we're going to stay behind those rights, we better line up and defend them, because what's happening now is nothing less than a full frontal assault on our freedom of speech. What is happening is a constitutional atrocity is in progress right now as we are speaking. And these two organizations, which have done so much work, which have done so much research, which have informed and educated so many people, and are now about to be silenced and their website shut down. And if the government has its way, its membership and those who have supported it are going to have to be tattled on to the federal government. Now, that all of these, every single layer of these two orders that have been handed down by our courts that are supposed to be protecting us, are terrifying. They should be nothing less than terrifying. And so we're going to talk about both of those cases in just a little bit. And you can give us a call here and put in your two bits at 1-800-313-9443.
K Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year that is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permanent hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner at RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F. 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Back to the Library Zone. This is Tom Cryer, and we're talking about taxes, but we're also talking this afternoon about the abuse of the First Amendment, taking away our right to speak up, to disagree with the government, to advocate resistance to unlawful acts of the government, and to educate people as to what their rights are under the Constitution and what the law is that truly does govern them. These are important aspects of any free society. These are the crucial, the backbone, the ability of people to resist, the right of people to exchange ideas has been not only the backbone of our Constitution, it's the spine of this nation, is the ability of the country to depart from the norm, to have other ideas, to advocate other positions. And if we lose that, then we are no better off than people were in Nazi Germany when they would be carted off and imprisoned for disagreeing with the official government position, because that's exactly what is being threatened here. If Bob Schultz or John Kottmeyer or their two organizations are subjected to these unlawful restraints on their freedom of speech, of their right and these organizations' right to exchange ideas because they disagree with the government's official position, then if they, in order to do those things, they're going to have to subject themselves to exactly what people were subjected to in Nazi Germany, and that is imprisonment for exercising their God-given fundamental right to speak up and say their mind and speak up and advance and propound other ideas. And now, if you've got ideas you want to propound, you have free speech here. You can call in on this program, and as long as it's going out, you have access to the exercise of your freedom of speech. You don't even have to agree with the official host position. The most protected right is that to disagree. If we only have the right to agree, then what right really do we have? So if you have an idea or you have a thought or you have a question, join us here on the Life Free Zone at 1-800-313-9443. We'll be taking calls after this segment. The two cases that I'm talking about, for those who were not listening this morning, are what we call 6,700 cases, and we call those 6,700 cases because that's a section and the sections following that on which the government is basing a series of suits against anyone who speaks up about the income tax issues and about constitutional rights that the Internal Revenue Service's application or misapplication, I should more correctly state, of the income tax law is being opposed by the government on the basis of this 6700, 26-6700, which provides for the government to be able to obtain an injunction enjoining the continued offering and the selling of abusive tax shelters. Now, there are two things going on here. One, let's talk about Kottmeyer first and his Save a Patriot Fellowship. This organization has been around a long time. They've been recognized as a fully First Amendment protected organization that is disseminating information, is conducting research, and is sharing the benefits of that research with people who want to know enough to ask for it. This organization has done a tremendous job of informing people over the years, and they've been at it for many, many years. In this particular instance, they were not offering for sale any tax shelter whatsoever, let alone an abusive tax shelter. And as a matter of fact, the government, in order to allege that they were even advocating or recommending that people not file or file in a particular way, which is what they're trying to say is a tax shelter, they had to import the activities on two websites that had nothing to do with Save a Patriot. They had to blame Save a Patriot for the activity of third parties. Now, before anything happened in this suit and during the discovery process, as I understand it, the government admitted that the two websites that were cited for the conduct of what they were trying to characterize as tax shelters were not connected to Save a Patriot, were not under Save a Patriot direction. And so the actual activities that they were claiming were the promotion or the sale of abusive tax shelters were admittedly not being done by Save a Patriot Fellowship. Nevertheless, they moved for a summary judgment. And I want to talk a little bit about summary judgment here because a lot of folks don't understand what that is. It's a way that the court avoids having a trial where no trial is needed. It's a way to cut to the chase. It's a way where there is no issue, no material issue of fact to be tried to dispense with the necessity of a trial. It is not designed to avoid a trial where you do have facts at issue. All of these facts upon which the The federal government's 6,700 suit against Save a Patriot Fellowship were based were in dispute. Save a Patriot disputed that it was engaged in the promotion or sale of any kind of tax shelter, or that it was advocating or promoting a particular even scheme or form of filing or not filing income tax returns. It was merely disseminating information and nothing more. But even though the federal government admitted that the activities that they were complaining about were through websites with which Save a Patriot wasn't founded or wasn't involved, they still moved for a summary judgment saying these are still the facts and they're not in dispute. And they listed out, as I understand it from John, some 21 material facts, meaning facts that determine the outcome. That's what material means. 21 material facts that were not in dispute. Now, the Save a Patriot Fellowship responded by saying all of these are in dispute, and the government has no, we have evidence for our side. This is our evidence. This is what we would put up in a trial. And if the government has any evidence against it, then you have a fact issue. Anytime the judge has to choose to believe one and disbelieve the other, you have a material issue of fact, assuming that the fact that's in dispute is material, would affect the outcome. 21 material facts. All of those were disputed, and all of those had evidence on Save a Patriot side saying did not or not true. And so even if the government had evidence, it would require a hearing, an opportunity, a day in court, what they call due process. But the court ignored the fact that there were material issues of fact and granted the summary judgment and issued the order not only for Save a Patriot to shut its website down and to post the order on the website and to cease dispensing information. It also ordered them to turn over their list of members and supporters. Now, I don't know if any of you recall the efforts back in the 50s when certain governments were attempting to interfere with the activities of the NAACP, and they would come up with different schemes in order to try to obtain their membership lists. But there were a host of cases arose out of that. And the Supreme Court repeatedly, and then following that, all the circuit courts, repeatedly and regularly slapped down any attempt to force the NAACP to disclose its membership list. Because that is it's a matter of privacy. It is nobody's business but theirs. But now, using an injunction, which can only tell you not to do something, they're requiring Save a Patriot to do something. And that is to hand over a list of its members. The same thing occurred virtually in connection with We the People. And just recently, both of these cases are now up on appeals. Both of them are under stays of these court orders. And both of them are in the balance right now. And neither of them were afforded an opportunity to prove their case. Neither side, not Save a Patriot Fellowship, not the We the People Foundation, were afforded their day in court. Both of them were denied due process in spite of the existence of a material issues of fact where you had evidence saying did to and evidence you say saying did not that requires a judge to listen to that evidence instead of just decide in advance, even if you got in here and testified, even if you proved it to me, I would just reject your evidence and not believe it because that isn't what the government wants me to do. And I've had experience with that. I experienced that where a federal judge, tossed out a motion or a petition to quash simply because the government was opposed, no other reason given. And we've got to do something about that. We'll be back here in just a few minutes here on the Live Free Zone. Give us a call, 1-800-313-9443.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill? It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com. Your provider for great sleep.
Introducing the new Blueprint Water Unit. This one-of-a-kind water technology uses natural frequencies to clean harmful toxins from your drinking water. We start with one of the best four-stage reverse osmosis systems. Then we retrofit the Blueprint Water System with twin vortices. This primary technology is designed to clear harmful water memory. We then imprint Blueprint frequencies harmonic to the human body. This is the only known living water recreated by live essence infusion. According to reports from users, the water helps balance the body's internal pH. Others have said the water has helped promote weight loss through detoxification. This water is so good, your body begins to crave its healthy input. For more information, call Natural Solution toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
Summary judgments, the denial of due process, absolute raping of the First Amendment, the characterization of speech as commercial and false and therefore not worthy of protection, even where there is no commercial activity. Let me explain so that people perhaps will understand a little bit better, and if you already understand this, bear with me, because I'll bet you $10 to a donut that there's at least one that doesn't yet, about summary judgments. Summary judgments are not what you see happen on television programs or in movies, because there's no excitement there. There's nobody on the stand breaking down and admitting that they shot J.R. A summary judgment works this way. The person who thinks that they have a hands down, it's kind of like a lay down whenever you're playing cards, and you catch that last ace that was out there, you trap it and trump it in, and then you lay down the rest of your cards and say, I've got the rest of the tricks. The moving party, who thinks that he has a lay down hand, moves for a summary judgment, saying, Judge, there's no need to have a trial now. We don't have to play out the rest of this hand. Then he attaches his cards. He shows his cards. He says, all right, I've got Joe Blow here who's going to testify that did too. I've got Mrs. Blow, who was also a witness, and she's going to testify did too. I've got three bystanders that all saw the incident, and they're going to say did too. And I've attached all five of the affidavits of these people swearing that this is true. I've also got the deposition of somebody else who knew something about this, and they say it's true. I've got these records that also bear it out. These are certified records, and I'm attaching them to the motion. So here are my cards. Now, this goes to the other side. And the other side now is challenged, the same way you would be challenged if I laid my hand down and said, I've got the rest of the tricks. And then if you could show me that, no, you don't have a guaranteed run out with your hand, then I've got to pick my hand up. We've got to play the game. Right? Now, that's exactly how a motion for summary judgment works, because then the other party comes back and says, well, I have two witnesses that say it did not happen that way, and here are their affidavits swearing that it did not happen. Did not affidavits. Well, when I've got witnesses on one side saying did too, and I've got witnesses on the other side saying did not, and all I have in front of me is affidavits of one saying did too and affidavits of the other saying did not, I have an issue there that I cannot decide who is telling the truth and who is not without looking and watching and seeing these people get on the stand and testifying and judging their credibility and watching them as they perform through their cross-examination and judging their credibility and determining which set of witnesses to give the greater weight. As long as I have one witness that says did not, we have a fact issue. And if I have a fact issue, that is a death knell to any motion for summary judgment. And even though that is exactly what happened in these two cases, the court ignored the law and ignored the rules of summary judgment and issued, because both sides said, no, sir, no, judge, we don't have a lay-down hand here because we've got cards, too. We've got trumps. We have aces. We have a hand that needs to be finished out here. We need to play this out. We need our day in court. And the judge has said, no, you're not going to get your day in court. You're not going to play this hand out. I'm stopping the game now and just declaring the winner, even though there are issues that, according to what my job is as a judge, I'm supposed to hear evidence on and make a determination of fact. So that's what's happening here with the motion for summary judgment. And I see this abuse of the motion for summary judgment is getting really prevalent. Judges are using that to get out of a trial rather than to dispense with trials that are unnecessary. It was intended to avoid having to try a case just for the sake of the formality of it, where there can be no other outcome. It makes sense what the motion for summary judgment was intended to accomplish. It does not make sense to use it to deny somebody their day in court. It does not make sense to use the motion for summary judgment procedural device as a tool to club due process. But that's exactly what we're seeing in these two cases. Both of these cases had summary judgments where there were fact issues. Both of them were granted in spite of those fact issues. And in one case, total fabrications were used because there were no facts. In the other case, the only facts that were raised were the blue book, the blue folder that we the people put out relative to withholding. But the order doesn't say you've got to stop putting out the blue book. If that was a tax shelter, then the order would say stop putting out that tax shelter. The order says stop talking about truth. Stop telling people the truth about the tax laws. And that's where we're being gagged, just like in Nazi Germany. If you're not frightened, you should be. We'll be back to talk about this more in just a minute here on the Live Free Zone.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year that is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permanent hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner at RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground or $30 outside the U.S.
Today, in case you haven't figured that out yet, the more I think about the assault on our constitutional rights, because you cannot stand by and watch one person or one group's rights be damaged without knowing that your rights can be taken away just as easily. If they can take his, they can take yours. So if we don't keep their freedom of speech, we don't keep their freedom of the press alive, then ours dies with theirs. And we need, I don't know what we can do. I don't think there's a thing we can do to help right now except for just tell people what is going on here. Make people know that the government has started, you know, eating its own masters. Heads first. It's just this: if we are not free to disagree with our government, if we are not free to take exception to their disregarding the law, if we are not free to object when they violate our constitutional rights and when they go outside of their constitutional limitations, then we're doomed. I mean, it's all over, and I refuse to admit that. I refuse to accept defeat, and defeat isn't going to happen as long as I'm alive. as long as I can still draw breath and spit out words in protest, they haven't won. And I think that we all have to stand up and be just as determined to preserve each other's rights, because that's the only way that ours will be safe. If they can do this to one, they can do it to all. If they can do it a little, they can do it a lot. If they can take mine, they can take yours. That's why I'm in this fight. It's because if I allow them to go wrong, and I allow them to tax me unlawfully, if I allow them to tax my exercise of my fundamental rights, then I'm allowing them to tax yours too. I'm guilty of the violations that follow against you because I permitted it to go past me. Each of us needs to recognize that the ultimate guardian and the ultimate responsibility for this does not rest with the government to restrain itself. It rests with us to make sure that the government toes the line, to make sure that the government respects our rights and respects the limitations that we put on it. Right now, neither of those is happening. And these two cases, the Save a Patriot Fellowship case and in Baltimore, and the We the People Foundation case in New York, are two examples of exactly that. And these are not isolated incidents, ladies and gentlemen. These are not things that just occur from time to time. These are incidents that are now getting to be the norm. And where's it going to stop next? You won't be able to speak out against your city council if they do something with which you disagree or that harms your interest, or worse, steps on your constitutional rights and your freedom. Where's it going to stop if we don't stop it now? We're ultimately responsible for that. Right now, we're talking about two cases. And we can say, well, there are millions of us. They can't get to all of us. When they get to one of us, they've gotten to all of us. But that's not just two cases. In his propaganda that the IRS is working full-time, and they've got people devoted full-time to pumping out this propaganda, they boast. They are just giddy with the fact that they have put gags on over 200 organizations. Now, so we're not talking about just two people. We're not just talking about two groups of people. These are two of many, many, many others. But they've boasted in their propaganda that they have shut down over 200 similar organizations. Now, how many are there left out there? How long will it take before there isn't going to be a voice? How long will it take before you're not going to be allowed to assemble in an effort to protest a particular government action? If it's against the tax today, what if you disagree with the way that the Environmental Protection Agency enforces or carries out their particular laws and regulations, none of which are authorized by the Constitution? If you take a stance against that, are they going to lock you up too? Are they going to put you in a concentration camp? Where does it stop? If it's all for safety, or about the Homeland Security, the Patriot Act, if you disagree with the government restraining you, if you disagree with the government prying into your bank account without any notice to you and without any court order, if you disagree with the government listening in on your phone conversations, and we know they listen in on this conversation you and I are having today, if you disagree with that, are they going to come take you away? Are you going to have to sit quietly and say nothing, remain mute? Are you going to be reduced to sheeple because we didn't stand up and say, enough is enough, this has got to stop? The only thing that you and I can do right now is to alarm the rest of the country to the extent that we are alarmed. And in order for them to be alarmed, they have to understand that their rights are threatened. And that means that it's up to us, the knowing, to inform those, the unaware. And so this needs to become a part of our daily conversation. This needs to become an obsession with us. This needs to become something that we do too much, where people are starting to say, hey, that Tom Cryer, he just, that's all he can talk about. You bet it is. You bet it is, because this is our last chance. This is our last chance, and if we are not diligent to the point of obsession, diligent to the point of excess, then we're going to end up faced with two possibilities, only two choices remaining. You're either going to have to choose to swallow your citizenship, swallow your rights, and live without them, or you're going to have to choose to go into the street. I do not believe that we are at the point to where we're down to those two choices. I believe that our system still can be salvaged, but we're going to have to demand that that system function properly. We're going to have to let the public know and let them create a public outcry that this is wrong. This is not what America's about. This is not the way it's supposed to work. This is not how you deal with somebody who disagrees with you. If you disagree with somebody and they're wrong, all you have to do is show the others in the area or those that are involved in the debate where that person is wrong. You don't wrap duct tape around his head. If you do, what does that tell you? The fact that they are not responding to these groups and the information they're giving out tells you that they are empty-handed. Now, you've seen an awful lot of people, and you've heard me talk about it before, go off and martyr themselves and become ruined, their lives totally wrecked, mine among them, by standing up to the Internal Revenue Service and standing up to the federal government saying, no, I know the law, and you're not within the law, and you're not within your lawful rights to take from me, and you know they still damage them, and they take it anyway, because they take it by force instead of right. If they can't move by right, they have to move by might. In those instances, a lot of these good-hearted, well-intended patriots have gone off to meet their martyrdom, and we don't even get a bunch of virgins. You know, we're stuck with just being ruined. They've met their martyrdom holding a rubber knife that somebody had sold them that would have some sort of magic properties and frighten the beast off into the depths of its cave, never to be seen again. What happens, though, is that when he produces this rubber knife and brandishes it at the beast merely laughs, says, frivolous, 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 and bites the poor guy's head off. How many times have you seen that happen? Well, in this case, who has a rubber knife? I'll tell you who has a rubber knife. It's the government. Because if they had a response, if they could show that We the People Foundation and Save a Patriot Fellowship were wrong, they would simply show that they were wrong. They would stand up and say, yes, here is the law that makes you liable. They can't do that because they're lying about that. They would say, yes, here is the law that forces employers to take money away from you and give it to us, so that you can beg for it back and we can say frivolous and laugh at you. Here is a law that says that we can go into your home and take your things. We can dispossess you from your home without so much as a court order. They can't do any of these things because that isn't true. So in a truth fight, they have a rubber knife. That's why the truth attack is geared toward dragging the beast out of the cave. Inside the cave, the beast defines reality, or redefines it. The beast calls fair and foul balls. The beast says who is safe and who is out, and the beast keeps a scoreboard. Outside the cave, we define reality. We say, here in the sunlight, I can see what's true. And you're not it. And we define what's fair and foul, and we define who is safe and who is out. And ultimately, we make the scoreboard, and we decide who the winner is and who the loser is. It's at our mercy out here. And that's why it's so important for so many of us to get involved in Truth Attack. That's at truthattack.org, for those who haven't heard me say that before, to make the beast come out and fight the truth. Because in a truth fight, it's the one with the rubber knife, not us. One of the things about this rubber knife business is even a real knife doesn't work, because no matter how correct you are, no matter how right you are, you're going to be stamped, once you go in a cave, you're going to be stamped frivolous. And they're going to, doesn't matter how true or how right everything you say is, it's going to be stamped frivolous. And inside the cave, it's frivolous. And inside the cave, you lose. The notion that seems to be running around in the community that scares the daylights out of me, because I see it causing good-hearted, honest, hard-working, patriotic individuals, good men and women, to place themselves in harm's way, because the notion that the IRS is somehow conducting a sweepstakes contest, and they're waiting for someone to file the perfect return. And whenever this perfect return comes in and they get it right, they're going to throw their arms up and they're going to scream, oh my goodness, we have a winner. We are going to have to stop collecting illegal taxes from people. We're going to have to stop pretending that we own a part of their labor now, because somebody finally came up with the right combination of forms, the right attachments, and we now have a winner. Now, what's scary about that is that oftentimes some of these invented forms or invented means of filing, these rubber knives, no matter how correct or incorrect, will slip through and not be detected. And sometimes they will produce returns, refunds, a check will come out. And the scary thing there is that the guy selling that particular scheme or selling that particular method of filing then can throw his arms up in the air and say, see, look at this check. I am the winner. I have invented the one that now has slayed the dragon. And so come buy my rubber knives here because these work. See, it's a check. It works. Well, but they're not telling you, though, about all of the people that went into the cave and did not slip past the beast, did not go undetected, and those guys didn't come back out. It just terrifies me to think about, folks, and so it's the way to fight this beast is out in the sunlight, out of the cave, and not individually. No one of us is ever going to defeat this beast. It's not afraid of any of us. Let me tell you something. It's terrified of all of us. And when all of us know that everything that it is doing to us is based upon a big lie, when all of us know the truth, then the lie will not work anymore. The beast will have no fangs. The beast will have no talons. The beast will not be able to come out of the cave ever again. So we've got to spread the truth, and the Truth Attack is a way to do that. We've also got to take action, and Truth Attack can do that too, or at least assist in that. But that's why Truth Attack doesn't tell anybody, don't file this or don't file that or file this that way or file using this other form over here. We cannot do that, because if we do, then we're going to be characterized as a as selling a tax shelter or an abusive tax shelter, and we're going to end up suffering the same fate that these other 200 organizations they've tried to stand up and tell the truth have suffered, because they also tried to do something about it inside the cave. Now, I don't fault anybody for wanting to go get the dragon. I don't fault anybody for wanting to go stop this. When you hear about a theft like this from your family and your neighbors, and particularly one that has gone old, throughout your father's work life, your grandfather's work life, and you look back at all of the billions and trillions of dollars and the gallons and tons of sweat that have been stolen from the American people, you feel compelled to do something. And I applaud that compulsion. But let's use our head. Let's take it smart. And we'll be back here taking your calls just a few minutes here on the Live Free Zone.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Tom Cryer. We've been talking this afternoon about the absolute massacre of the constitutional freedoms of press and freedom of speech that is being perpetrated through these two 6,700 suits against Save Patriot Fellowship and We the People Foundation. And if you have comments about those, or if you have comments about any of others or questions, you can join us here at 1-800-313-9443. And let's go on ahead and take our first caller, Ted, in North Carolina. I know we're not going to have enough time to discuss this between the here and the top of the hour, but let's get you at least identified and get your question out and start chewing on it. We'll carry you over into the next hour, if that's all right.
Okay, Tom. Congratulations on your win.
Thank you.
It was great to see it happen. Unfortunately, Larry wasn't quite as experienced 2 decades ago when he represented me in one of those trials.
Well, I know that there have been a lot of good men that have gone down. I will tell you that I don't know that it was a question of his experience level, because he's been doing this for a long time. I think a lot of it has to do with some of it has to do with the luck of the draw, who you get on the jury.
Exactly.
Some of it has to do with, but a lot of it comes down to whether or not you can get on that stand and convince that jury that you know something or don't know something, I guess is a better way to explain it, that they've known, put that in quotation marks, all their lives. How could you not know that we all have to file and pay taxes? Everybody knows that, and that's not an easy thing to do. It wasn't easy to convince me. I'll tell you, nobody would have convinced me in 2 hours of testimony.
No, I've been involved since the early 80s. I spent 3 years actually suing the IRS under the Privacy Act, trying to get them to tell me where I was made liable. Same question.
Yeah.
2 decades ago. And that was not even introduced at my trial, unfortunately.
Where did this take place, Ted?
Where?
Well, yeah, was this in North Carolina?
No, this was in South Florida.
Okay. And about how long ago was that?
I became involved in late mid 80s, and then the trial was back probably somewhere around 1990, somewhere in there.
Oh,
I got an 8-year sentence, by the way, for a $70,000 tax bill.
Yeah. Well, you know, a lot's happened in the last 10 or 15 years on refining the defense of willfulness and on refining the evidentiary questions. So, see, that's where the traps are. It's difficult to get past their evidentiary barriers. And
It wasn't easy back then either.
The law to the jury, did you?
Oh no.
Well, neither did I. Not only was I not allowed to show the law to the jury, I wasn't allowed to even read the law to the jury. And now, Ted, I want you to hold on because I know that you've got a story we need to know.
Sir,
please carry over with us until after the top of the hour. And if you want to join us, 1-800-313-9443.
With